Everything seems to be blooming at once along the northern Front Range. The other evening I looked around our yard and was amazed at the diversity of things flowering. The double flowering plum, or rose tree of China, is in full glory. The double pink flowers come out before any of the plant's leaves. Along the stem are the blasts of color. This is a large shrub. I use it as a backdrop to other plants, because once it blooms, it's just a green shrub. An early Hyacinthiflora lilac is covered with flowers. These early lilacs bloom 2 weeks or more before the common French hybrid lilacs. We have a dark purple lilac. It's named Pocahontas. This is another backdrop plant at over 6 feet tall. The dark green summer leaves contrast with the brighter summer colors planted in front. A lot of crab apples are in full bloom. Our red baron is covered with dark red flowers. Red baron is also a vertical statement in the garden. It's about 15 feet tall, but only about 4 feet wide. It's a crab apple that fits smaller spaces. The fragrance of serviceberry will turn your head. The willowy, sweet flowers turn the plant into a white cloud. Serviceberry is a multi-season plant. It flowers in spring, has gentle, medium green summer presence. The autumn leaves change from apricot to red, and the fountain habit with gray bark makes a winter silhouette. Our PJM rhododendron is covered with purple flowers. It's a broadleaf evergreen. We plant it in a protected spot, out of most of the wind. The cherries are blooming. Our pie cherries usually bloom in early April, but they're just starting to flower. This may be a good thing if we get cold weather. If the weather stays cool but not too cold, this may be a spring bloom to remember. But there are some plants that are notably not blooming. The chokecherry family has buds, but most are holding tight. This family is known for late April or early May flowers. It includes amber chokecherry and mayday tree. For KUNC, I'm Tom Throgmorton.